Now it came about in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah. That reason the king of Aram, Pekah, the son of Remaiah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not conquer it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying the Arameans have taken a stand by Ephraim, his heart and the hearts of his people shook as the trees are, the forest shake from the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the road to the fuller's field, and say to him, take care and be calm, have no fear, and do not be faint-hearted because of these two stumps of smoldering logs on account of the fierce anger of a reason and Aram and the son of Remali. Cause Aram with Ephraim and the son of Remali has planned evil against you, saying, let's go up against Judah and terrorize it, and take it for ourselves by assault, and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. This is what the Lord God says, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is reason. Now within another 65 years, Ephraim will be broken to pieces, so that it is no longer a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaleh. If you will not believe, you certainly shall not last. Again to Ahaz, saying, ask for a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I put the Lord to the test. Then he said, listen now, house of David, is it too trivial a thing for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she will people and on your father's house such days as I'm not come, since the day that Ephraim separated from Judah, the days of the king of Assyria.
On that that day the Lord will whistle for the fly that is in the remotest part of the canals of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle on the steep ravine, on the ledges of the cliffs, on all the thorn bushes, and on all the watery places. On that day the Lord will shave with the razor, hired from regions beyond the Euphrates, river that is with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and it will also remove the beard. Now on that day a person may keep alive only a heifer and a pair of sheep, and because of the abundance of the milk produced he will eat curds. For everyone who is left within the land will eat curds. Pasturing oxen and for sheep to trample.